And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for a Friday. It's the 21st day of June for 2019. Well, topping the news today, Amador County Local Agency Formation Committee, or LAFCO, met last night, continuing its work examining the smaller special districts of the county. The commission voted to dissolve County Service Area 7. The special district, which covers all of Amador County, was first formed as part of an effort to provide solid waste service to the county that was never implemented. Dormant for years, the commission formally moved to dissolve that district. The commission also approved a final draft of municipal service reviews for the Lockwood Fire Protection District and Pine Acres Community Services District. These are studies of the district, the services they provide, and their capacity to provide those services. Smaller special districts often have trouble meeting the basic requirements of a public agency, such as holding properly noticed public meetings. LAFCO commissioners praise the members of the Pine Grove Community Service District Board of Directors for their work in addressing issues raised by the Municipal Service Review and their active participation in the current process.
And the annual Ione Police Foundation dinner rescheduled to Saturday, August 3rd. According to Ione Police Chief Tracy Busby, due to recent passing of longtime Ione community member Andy Bonham, the Police Foundation dinner has been postponed. Busby added the postponement allows the community to honor the life of Mr. Bonham, who has had a great impact on so many members of the community, and that the Ione Police Department offers their sincere condolences to the Bonham family. Now, if any member of the community who has purchased tickets would like a refund, please return your tickets and a refund will be provided. Now, Busby says the Ione Police Department thanks the members of the community for their understanding and continued support given to the annual Ione Police Foundation dinner throughout the years. If anyone has any questions, they can call the City of Ione Police Department at 274-2456. A gathering celebrating Andy's life will be held next Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Bonham Ranch. Services handled by Daenerys.
And thanks to Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, an Amador County institution has been honored as the 2019 Small Business of the Year for the 5th Assembly District. Since 1979, Cooper Vineyards has produced the region's finest Barbera while creating jobs and boosting the local economy. According to Bigelow, Dick Cooper and his family have been stewards of the land, tending to vineyards that boast 17 varietals over 90 acres of rolling vineyards in the heart of Amador's Shenandoah Valley. Known as the Johnny Appleseed of Barbera, Dick was the first grape grower to plant the varietal in the Shenandoah Valley, starting with just 5 acres in 1979. As a true testament of what a small business owner embodies, Cooper has shown how a vision, hard work, and dedication can pay off. The Small Business of the Year Award is given annually in each Assembly and Senate district across the state to honor remarkable small businesses.
And gas prices have dropped nearly 10 cents throughout the motherlode over the past few weeks, but enjoy it while you can. Beginning next month, a gallon of gas in the Golden State will jump by another 5.6 cents per gallon. The increase, part of Senate Bill 1, which was approved in 2017, increasing fuel and vehicle licensing fees. It'll bring California's gas tax from 41.7 cents to 47.3. Now, during the past legislative session, a proposal to delay the tax increase failed to gain support. The money from the higher gas tax earmarked to help with road maintenance and infrastructure needs. The increase will take effect right before the busy Independence Day weekend.
And this year, Main Street Theater Works celebrates 25 years of producing theater in Amador, 16 years of performing at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater. They kick off the 2019 summer season tonight with Ken Ludwig's comedy, Leading Ladies, through July 21st. Now entering their 25th season, MSTW continues to be dedicated to bringing artists together to produce plays that stimulate both artists and audience. Performances are Friday and Saturday nights, Kennedy Mine Amphitheater, gates open at 6:30, show starts at 8. Come early with picnics, bring low-back chairs, and jackets. Teresa went and saw the preview performance last night and said during the second act it got a little chilly. Tickets are available, Hein & Company, or online, mstw.org, or you can pick them up tonight at the gate.
And the Amador Arts TGIF Summer Music Series continues tonight at the Preston Castle with local rock favorites Vogan Toll. Formerly Electra Road, Vogan Toll, one of Amador County's premier rock and roll bands, featuring crisp drums, clean guitar, and smooth rock vocals. Tonight's concert starts at 6. Come early, picnic, relax, hang out with friends. All TGIF Summer Concert Series are free of charge. For a complete schedule of concerts, visit amadorarts.org.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.